Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Andy Troy Show, where you can sample all the great things New York has to offer. For the next 60 minutes, I'll not only clue you into some great things to do around town, but we'll also chat with some interesting local personalities. Tonight's guests are Michael J. Hine, Festival Director of the New York Horror Film Festival, and Thomas Amici from the New York cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But first, our shameless plugs. For those of you who haven't read my anti-aging book, Living Young, 32 Habits of Age with People, there's no time like the present. It's always the right time to stay young and get healthy. Also, if you're going to live a long time, you might as well enjoy it, so check out my DVD, The Bedroom Workout for Men, on how to improve men's sexual performance through exercise. Both are available on Amazon.com and my website, AndyTroy.com. Remember that if you bring my book to any of my events, I will be happy to autograph it for you. Speaking of which, our next event will be co-hosted by Nearsay.com and will feature our alternative belly dance show and a performance by a popular local band called Something Heavy. The date is Friday, November 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. The location is Taj Lounge, 48 West 21st Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. Admission is free. There's a lot more surprises. It'll be a great night, so come join us. The details for this and all my monthly events are on my website, TastingNYC.com. Attention Beatle fans, this November my good friend Charles Rosenay, the guy who brought you RockCon, will host the Beat Expo Beatles Convention in Stamford, Connecticut. To buy tickets and get all the info, go to www.toursandevents.com/beatexpo.htm or call 203-795-4737. The Andy Troy Show has a group on Facebook that contains links to all the previous shows, as well as pictures of all our past guests. Check it out by punching the Andy Troy Show into your Facebook browser. My good friend and producer John Anello, a.k.a. Johnny Mandolin, has a CD called La Voce Mia. Order your copy today at johnnymandolin.com or call E. Rossi at 212-226-9254 and they'll hook you up. Finally, sponsors, we want them. If you'd like to promote your goods and or services to our vast listening audience, contact the station or me directly at andyftroy@aol.com. Okay, we are going to bring on our first guest, Tom Amici, because our other guest is actually not here yet. The horror film festival guy, something horrible may have become him. You didn't, like, kidnap him, Tom, did you, to get the whole hour?
No, I don't think so.
I brought
enough horror for everybody. I don't need to resort to tricks.
Well, if you could, that could get us some additional press. So it might have been a good thing to agree to.
We'll work on it.
Try to stick with the program.
I have a whole cult behind me. I think I can arrange something.
Really? I like that kind of thing. Okay, so when did you first see Rocky yourself?
The first time I ever saw Rocky Horror was on TV. Fox had a very special showing where they would play the movie and they had Meatloaf host it, and he would tell you when to throw your cards or when to shoot your water guns, and then they'd have once in a while they'd cut away from the movie and they'd show performers performing it out the way we do. So I watched it on TV and I remember thinking it was a little corny, a little odd. It is very strange not seeing it in the context that everybody else has seen it, just seeing the movie by itself. My sister had seen it in college, and she would tell me stories about how she went to, like, oh, I went to see Rocky Horror. It was really great. And I said, and me being like 12 years old, said, oh, cool, can I come too? And she goes, no, it's a little too grown up for you. But the first time I saw it in terms of the Rocky Horror shadow cast experience with the cast performing and audience participation was in college. I went to Drexel University in Philadelphia, and in fall of 98 was my first time seeing it with a cast performing, and I just fell in love right away. I went out, I bought the movie, and every Friday and Saturday night, my friends and I would get gathered together in the dorm room, and we started our own little audience participation thing, just the three of us watching it on a TV in a dorm room. And so that's how I got caught up in Rocky Horror as a fan.
Wow, okay. So your initial reaction was obviously fairly strong to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so how did you get involved in actually performing in this thing? Because what you do, from what I understand, is you at first when I heard about you, I didn't know if you were actually putting on the show as mm-hmm. like a stage performance, but you're mm-hmm. actually doing what I've seen in the past. You're kind of shadowing what's going on the screen, right?
Right. I mean, there are a lot of stage productions that pop up, especially around this time of year. Last year, I saw one. It was actually in July, out of nowhere, over at the Producers Club. There was an off-Broadway production of it. And a lot of community theaters do it. I know Bucks County Playhouse in Pennsylvania does it every year for a whole month. And they get a new cast every year. And they put on the show, the Rocky Horror Show, as opposed to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is the movie with live performers wearing the costumes of the people on the screen and acting out the movie as it is happening with the audience participating with it.
It was actually a film. It was a stage play before they made the film of it.
Right. 1973
in London. Mm-hmm. So.
That is our missing horror guest who snuck
in. What's up, y'all?
Like a puff of smoke.
Came in a little late, had to grab a beer here.
That's okay.
The bar,
so,
it's great.
So alcohol abuse is an excuse for the guest being late. That's actually acceptable.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It would be even better if this was rock and roll, but for horror, it's good too. Mm-hmm. You know, if we were doing a show on anything church related, I might have.
New York City. You know, I apologize for walking in late on it.
You're late. You will
just
be punished.
Let's just say the FDR is a bitch sometimes. She can be a harsh mistress.
I was wondering if that was like a pet name for your wife or something.
Not married.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now we know what. He's late for everything. Well, anyway. Okay. So, Mike, let's chat with you for a bit here.
Yep.
Tell us about the festival. How long has that been going on? This is the New York Horror Film Festival, correct?
The New York City Horror Film Festival, one of the largest genre festivals in the world. And we've been around for 9 years now, celebrating our 9th year this coming Wednesday night. And it runs through Wednesday to Sunday, Tribeca Cinemas. The website's nychorrorfest.com. And it's just a great time. It's a traditional film festival, just like any other festival out there, centering on science fiction, horror, thrillers, things like that. And it's a party from our opening night party straight through to our closing night. It is a hell of a good time. Whether you're a horror fan or, you know, you just like the occasional horror film or you don't like horror films at all, come out and see us. You will have a great time. I promise that.
You showing the Rocky Horror Show at any of these?
No, but we actually have. In the past, we've done it for charity. We did it when Katrina happened.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
Speaking
for,
of horror,
and it was the first time actually we organized it. All the money went to charity, and all the money at the bar at the after party went to charity. And I mean, I'm a huge Rocky Horror mm-hmm. fan. I mean, mm-hmm. I know it for rote, mm-hmm. and I'm actually friendly with the guys in the Jersey Troupe,
the Home of Happiness.
Yeah, Home of Happiness players, right? Okay. So, and it was
actually,
the,
guys,
and it was,
we're just going to go to a commercial break quickly here. We'll be right back.
That's good.